It is now time for our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill in the blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Bill, can you give us the scores?
Paula and Roy each have 3. Tom has 2.
All right. So Tom is starting, and then it'll be Paula and Roy. Tom, you're in third place. You're up first. The clock will start when I begin your first question. Fill in the blank. This week, Dilma Rousseff, the president of blank, was removed from office.
Brazil.
Right. On Tuesday, Pope Francis announced he would visit the town in Italy that was devastated by blank.
The earthquake.
Right. For the first time in over 50 years, scheduled commercial airline service resumed between the U.S. and blank.
Cuba.
Right. A woman in Oregon had the most popular senior pictures in her class after everyone noticed blank.
She wasn't wearing clothes.
No, but the guy behind her and his dog weren't. And following outrage over a 400% price hike, pharmaceutical company Mylan announced they have released a generic version of the blank.
The EpiPen.
Right, best known for his work with Mel Brooks and his title role in Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Blank passed away at the age of 83.
Gene Wilder.
Yes, a group of thieves in New Zealand who stole a box marked chemicals, thinking it was drug-making supplies, later discovered they had actually stolen blank.
Chemicals.
No, they stole 16 bottles of oil extracted from the anal glands of weasels.
You know, on the black market.
Oh, yeah. The thieves spotted this box inside of a truck and waited till sundown before they broke the window and stole it. Unfortunately, the truck belonged to the conservation group Good Nature, who were in the process of doing research on the incredibly smelly oil secreted from a weasel's anal gland.
Oh, God. And the weasel said, "Here they come again."
Bill, how did Tom do in our quiz?
5 right, 10 more points. 12 total, and he has the lead.
All right. We have flipped a coin. Paula has elected to go last. Roy, you are up next. Fill in the blank. On Tuesday, Meg Whitman became the first high-profile Republican to publicly campaign for blank.
For Hillary Clinton.
Right. This week, President Obama commuted the sentences of over 100 more federal inmates serving time for blank charges.
For nonviolent drug charges.
Yes. On Wednesday, Russia claimed that an airstrike in Syria killed one of the founders of blank.
ISIS.
Right. This week, a family in Turkey got food poisoning at a dinner they held to celebrate blank.
Probably something highly ironic.
Indeed.
Right? Yes. Celebrating Alka-Seltzer.
No. A dinner they threw to celebrate the family's recovery from food poisoning.
Oh.
On Wednesday, Australian geologists reported that they may have found the oldest blanks ever discovered.
Fossils.
Right. On Tuesday, the Wall Street Journal reported that Google was planning to launch its own blank service.
Car pickup thing.
Right. This week, a sheriff's department in Florida caught a man trying to fool a urine drug test by blanking.
Fool a urine drug test by using... lemonade.
You are so close. I'm just going to give it to you. What he used was warm, refreshing Mountain Dew.
Mountain Dew, yeah.
That might work.
He tried, this guy who had to do a court-ordered drug test filled his radiator hose with Mountain Dew, and he tried to fill up the cup surreptitiously.
Filled his radiator hose? Why did you do that?
Well, he used it, he used it as a sort of carrying device, if you will. He didn't put it in the radiator.
No. Mm-hmm. Sure.
That'd be dumb.
I was going to say, you do drug testing, you will hold on a minute, let's go out to my car.
Yeah. Bill, how did Roy do in our quiz?
He got 6 right, 12 more points, and he slipped into the lead with 15.
All right.
Right.
Well done. All right. This, then, will be for the game. How many does Paula need to win?
6 to tie and 7 to win.
Okay, Paula, this is for the game. Fill in the blank. This week, the FBI announced they had recovered 30 additional emails from Hillary Clinton about the 2012 attack on blank.
Benghazi?
Right. On Sunday, a new report showed that enrollment in blank was less than half of projected levels.
Affordable Care Act?
Yeah, known as Obamacare. On Wednesday, the Supreme Court denied North Carolina's request to reinstate their blank law.
Their voter ID law.
Right. Despite criticism, San Francisco 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick says he'll continue to sit during the blank.
The national anthem.
Right. This week, police said they were able to track down and arrest a man behind 2 robberies in Wisconsin because he blanked during them.
Because he took pictures of himself, put it on Facebook.
Almost, he wore a T-shirt with his name on it while he committed the crimes. This week, health officials in Florida said that Hurricane Hermine could hamper the state's fight against blank.
Zika.
Right. A four-year-old in Canada had his birthday wish come true when his mom made him a cake featuring blank.
No idea.
A cow giving birth.
Sure, that's every kid's dream.
Jamie Packard said her four-year-old son was very specific about everything he wanted for his party, the presents, guest list. Most importantly, he wanted a cake featuring a calving cow.
Ooh.
Ms. Packard made the cake herself with green frosting for the grass, Rice Krispie treats for the hooves, and this is completely true, cherry pie filling as the placenta. I hope that guy was whooping for the cherry pie and not the placenta. Bill, did Paula Poundstone do well enough to win?
Got 5 right, 10 more points, but her 13 still trails Roy.
Oh,
Roy,
yes,
Black,
there is.
The winner
this
week.